However, one thing that's been consistent is that it would be warmer temperatures, and that has been consistently true. And based on our knowledge of what sanitation could do overnight, we were convinced that kids could get to school this morning, and we always emphasize in making these decisions, when you think about 1.1 million kids, so many families depend on their schools as a place for their kids to be during the day, a safe place, a place where they not only are taught, but they get nutrition, and they are safe from the elements. So many families have to go to work. The members of these families have to go to work. They do not have a choice, and they need a safe option for their kids. So long as we know our kids can get to school safely, and we know we can operate our schools effectively, we make that decision. Chancellor and I have talked about, and she'll speak to this, I'm sure, trying to help parents to better understand the thinking that goes into this process. We'd like to make that as transparent as possible. There are times when it's 100% obvious that you have to close schools. If you have a huge amount of snow that you know is coming, or the timing is such. But I want to emphasize, it is a rare act. In fact, over the last, since 1978, I think our figures are, it's been, I think, 11 times, I'll check the facts here, about 11 times schools have been closed in that time frame. So it is a rarity, and it's something we do not do lightly. In terms of other services, just very quickly, we again have our Code Blue procedures in effect when it comes to homeless or extra outreach is going on. We are making sure that anyone who needs emergency shelter gets it. Want to emphasize, if any New Yorker sees a homeless person in distress, we want to get that report. That is a call to 311, and we will make sure our outreach teams get out immediately. I always say it, and I always mean it. People need to check in on their neighbors, particularly if they have neighbors who are senior citizens or disabled. This is a good time to check in, see if they have any particular needs. In terms of emergency response, EMS has an additional 160 ambulances on the streets today to compensate for what will obviously be somewhat longer travel times. So the capacity is there. They are very good at handling these situations. Again, emphasize for everyday needs, for informational needs, for something that needs to be acted on, like a heat complaint, for example, 311 only for true life-threatening emergencies should people call 911. We will keep you updated on the storm situation as the day progresses. We do expect to have further updates as the day progresses. We emphasize to all New Yorkers, if you want regular updates, you can sign up on nyc.gov for the Notify NYC text and email alerts. You can also follow nyc.gov on Twitter and Facebook. Finally, a quick moment of Spanish.